Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, can you hear me through the phone?
Hello? Anybody? Hello?
Can you hear me now? I called in. I'm on my phone. Can you hear me? Thank you. All right. Okay. Sometimes that's like pulling hen's teeth. I dare you to try that. That's real fun. I don't know what it is because I couldn't even hear Blog Talk through my headphones. So they're evidently not functioning properly today. I can only hear them through when I'm talking on my phone. So, okay, fine. That's how she flies sometimes. Today, that's how she flies. Okay, that's okay because I'm still kind of recovering from the dentist yesterday, but it's not as bad as I expected, so we're okay. First song up, we got some nice ones today. I know most of these songs today. Not all of them, but most of them. So I'm going to have a lot of fun. I hope you guys are too. This first one I'm going to play is one that I didn't know. So here is Brian Hyland doing Ginny Come Lately.
I only met you just a couple of days ago. I only met you and I want your loving so. Ginny come lately, sweet, sweet as candy. You may have come lately, but Ginny come lately, you're the one for me. I only had to see the sunlight in your hair. Your soft, soft silhouette to know I'd always care. Ginny come lately, sweet, sweet as candy. A couple of days ago, and oh, my love for you has no more room to grow. Ginny come lately, my dream come true.
And I had an Aunt Ginny, well, Virginia, but they called her Ginger and Ginny. So, and they named me after her and my grandmother, Virginia. My middle name is Virginia. They call me Jenny, short for Jennifer. So Jenny, Ginny, you can't differentiate a lot of times when somebody's talking to you. So whatever, it's good. I like it. Okay. Y'all like Willie Nelson? Don't y'all like Willie Nelson? Yeah, Willie Nelson. Okay. He's doing Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends.
Our last good night together.
Just let me enjoy it till it's over or forever. Please don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together. Someday these may be all we remember of each other. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Never's just the echo. Let me go on loving and believing till it's over. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Please don't tell me how the story.
Yeah, don't you feel that way sometimes? Like, this is so nice. Don't tell me how it ends. If it don't end, that's fine with me. I don't want to know about it. Okay? Okay, there we go. All right, do you guys remember anything about Sons of the Pioneers? All right. I got a yes. I love it. I love it. Anybody else? Sons of the Pioneers. Do you remember Roy Rogers? Anybody? Roy Rogers. Okay. The Sons of the Pioneers was Roy Rogers' backup singers. And they had albums of their own, on their own. They were a really big deal starting back in the 40s. And I remember hearing them, seeing them in the 50s. Roy Rogers made records, those red vinyl 45s. Yeah, that was cool. Sons of the Pioneers were his backup. So it was really kind of cool. Yes, he had a horse, honey. It was a golden palomino named Trigger. And they stuffed him and put him in a museum. I'm reading the chat for all of you who are not privy to the chat, and these are coming through, and it's kind of like, okay, let's get a little clarification in there. It's kind of vague. My favorite cowboy when I was a little girl, 4 or 5 years old, I never missed a Roy Rogers program. Never missed a Roy Rogers program. So here is the Sons of the Pioneers singing Shifting Whispering Sands.
Listen to the age-old story of the shifting whispering sands. Yes, it always whispers to me of the days of long ago, when the settlers and the miners fought the crafty Navajo, how the cattle roamed the valley, happy people worked the land, and now everything is covered by the shifting whispering sands.
How the miner left his buckboard, went to work his claim that day, and the burros broke their halters when they thought he'd gone to stay.
How they found the aged miner lying dead upon the sand. After months they could but wonder if he died by human hand.
So they dug his grave and laid him on his back and crossed his hands.
And his secret still is hidden by the shifting whispering sands. This is what they whispered to me on that quiet desert air.
Of the people and the cattle and the miner lying there.
If you want to learn their secrets, wander through this quiet land,
and I'm sure you'll hear the story of the shifting whispering sands. Shifting whispering sands.
I always liked that when they did it. That was cool. Yes, Roy Rogers had a golden palomino named Trigger, and he did tricks. The horse's name was a German, he was a German shepherd. His name was Bullet, and Dale Evans was his wife, and her horse's name was Buttermilk. Her horse was a buckskin. So, yeah. The sidekick's name was Pat. He had a Jeep. The Jeep had a name, but I don't remember it because Jeeps just weren't cool when I was a kid. So there you go with that one. Now you know. And they were for Law and Order. And Indians weren't bad. On that show, they had Indian friends. So I liked that show. I really did. I really liked that show. It could teach a whole lot of stuff if people were paying attention. Okay. Do y'all remember Joan Baez? Oh, and all of these songs, by the way, that I've played so far and probably will for most of the show are on the show courtesy of John. So thank you very much. I appreciate it so much. It saves me so much hassle and time. It really does. And they're good song. That's what I like. And I know most of them today. So that makes it even better. I love it. Okay, Joan Baez. Do you guys remember Joan Baez from the 60s? Yeah, she was at Woodstock. She was a folk, they called it a folk singer. She was a protest song folk singer. That was her big genre, was protest songs. I was not a great fan when I was younger. She's a whole lot better now that I'm a little older. we won't explore that, okay? Anyway, here is a song by Joan Baez, and it's called Brand New Tennessee Waltz.
Girl that I knew, I imagine she's still in Tennessee, and by God I should be there too. I've a sadness too sad to be true. Well, I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving. Everyone's got him a few. when I'm gone, I'll be glad to love you as a brand new Tennessee walk. You're literally walking on air. I found your love descending Victorian stairs, feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on airs, and getting even by saying who cares. At the brand new Tennessee walk, you literally catch you wherever you're hid. At the brand new Tennessee walk, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee walk, there's no telling who will be there.
Awesome. So they've got an old Tennessee waltz and a brand new Tennessee waltz. I guess they felt the need for more Tennessee waltzes. Okay, yes. All right. Yes, I realize, honey, you probably did only see it in the 60s, but it did start in the 50s. So I was born in 53, and I remember watching it when I was 4, 5, and 6 years old. So that was still the 50s. That kind of hurts to say that, but that's okay. Can't change it. It is what it is. All right, guys. Do you guys remember the band called Kansas? Kansas. They were more popular in, I think they came in the late, no, they were in the 70s. So, but that's totally awesomely cool. Kansas was so good. Loved it. Played that album so many times, and it wasn't even mine. It was my husband's. I didn't Kype that when I left. I should have, but I didn't. I don't know what happened to it. No idea now. Anyway, here is Kansas doing Dust in the Wind.
I like that song. I do like that song. You know, another one I like is from the 50s. I think it was from the 50s. Fats Domino, John, 50s, right? Anyway, I love it. Why isn't it coming up? Oh, I don't know, because you probably made a mistake somewhere, dimwit. Oh, I know why. Idiot brain. You just, if you enter it different, it doesn't work, honey. You got to do it the same way in both places. You can't do it one way in one place and another way in the other place. So, yes, I'm talking to my computer, I'm talking to myself, and it's not going to work, it's not going to help, but I found the song anyway, so that's okay. Okay, this is Fats Domino, the one and only 50s. Yes, the 50s, Fats Domino, walking to New Orleans. I love it.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry, I see. Got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to.
I wonder where he was walking from. He said he's going to wear out his shoe leather and need a new pair of shoes when he got there, so it was probably a far piece. I can't imagine walking to New Orleans. Of course, back in the 50s, they did things like that. In the 40s, they did things like that. Couldn't afford the gas, so you hoofed it. Even in the 60s when I was a kid, we didn't get a ride everywhere. 2 miles to the library, oh, you can walk that. So we did. I mean, you know, it's just what you grow up doing. That's all. It's just what you grow up doing. You're used to it. You don't think anything about it. And somebody else hears it that never had to do that, and they're going, oh, my gosh, how did you do that? We just did it. No big deal. We just did it. You know, so... You know, that the old story of a school was 10 miles both ways uphill. I used to ponder that and turn that around in my head, and it just wasn't possible. It wasn't possible. I told my grandpa once when he's telling that story. Oh, always in the snow, too. I told him, Grandpa, you can't do that. And he said, why? Because you can't be uphill both ways. You can't do that. Well, I did it. So, okay. Oh, whatever, Gramps. You got it. And then he just laughed, so you knew he was kidding you. He would tell jokes and then laugh at him himself, so you had to laugh. You really had to laugh. It was great. I miss my granddad. I do. Okay. Raul Donner. I don't know. Anyway, him, the Donner kid. You don't know what you've got till you lose it.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't know what you got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. I never knew how lonely loneliness could be. And now I need you, dear, as you once needed me.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So now if you come to this lonely heart you own, I'd give you all my loving like you've never known. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh
yeah. Yes, Raul Donner, and he did do demo discs for Elvis. So if you see or if you hear a little bit of Elvis sneaking in there every once in a while, that's because he kind of tried to sound more like Elvis when he was doing the demos so that it would fit, you know, they would get the better idea. Oh, well, however it turned their crank, that was okay. All right, then. Here's one that Elvis did do. Yes. Yes. This was actually an original mono master, okay? Back before they had stereo sound, they did them in mono because your record players just came out one speaker. You had two speakers, but it was the same sound came out both of them. They didn't split it like they did later with stereo. This was done at American Sound Studios in Memphis on January 16th of 1969. It's called My Little Friend.
Things I never talk about. A pretty girl I used to know, but wouldn't know if we met face to face. And defying every logic known, I wish in the time machine could take me back again to the wonder of my first love. The old folks tease me about referring to her only as my little friend. Somewhere far away, and maybe not so far away, a child has grown into a woman of the world. I assume this knowing that she knew so much of life. life had such a tender age. I learned from her the whispered things the big boys at the pool hall talk about. The thrill and disappointment, fear and shame that first love brings. But oh, how I thought I loved my little friend. The fragrance of the green grass mingled with the scent of love and womanhood. A moonlight night I kissed and cried and swore I'd never touch another girl. But time moved fast and I moved on, and I loved others time and time again. But with each time I thought of her and always gave a little more, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend.
All right. I know these songs, guys. I'm having so much fun. You start bopping and moving around, and you want to get up and dance, but you're kind of tethered to the computer, so that doesn't work very well. But anyway, I'm having a great time. I hope you guys are too. Listen to all this fun music. This is good. Okay, here is one. John says it's one of his favorites. I never really learned it. I've only heard it like 3 times. And all of that's been in the last 3 years. So, okay, fine. It's Diana Ross. It's been around since '09. Well, not quite '09, 1970. Okay, so there you go. It was released on a vinyl album in 1982. The album was called Love Songs of Diana Ross. So, Diana Ross Love Songs. Yeah, Diana Ross Love Songs. You got to get it straight around or people look wrong. But anyway, it's on vinyl. So that was kind of cool too. So this is the second version of I'm Still Waiting.
Yeah. empty space. Come back, can't you see it's you I'm waiting for?
I'm just a
song. Sad song. Typical Diana Ross song. I mean, that's the melody and all that stuff, the progressions, and that's all typical Diana Ross. I mean, you know, you can't mistake it for anybody else. Okay, do you guys, please tell me, yes, you have a clue of who Trini Lopez is? You don't, do you? Okay. Did anybody watch Dirty Dozen, the movie Dirty Dozen? All kinds of guys in Dirty Dozen. I mean, good grief. Anyway, there was 12 guys in a prison, and they needed a suicide mission done. And in exchange, whoever survived would be pardoned. Complete. Yeah, not very many of them survived. I think only two of them survived. But anyway, it was a good movie. I've seen it at least a dozen times. So Trini Lopez is in that movie. And he sits out on the porch and plays guitar, and everybody starts having a good time. Trini Lopez started as a folk singer, I think it was. But he was playing in little cafes and bars and things like that. I forget how he finally made it big. I think it was by being in a movie. So they finally realized, hey, this dude can do this. He can play music and sing, you know, that kind of a thing. So here is, yes, and he did do If I Had a Hammer. I remember it by Peter, Paul, and Mary, but Trini Lopez did it before that. So here is Trini Lopez doing Unchain My Heart.
Unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You've got me sewed up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a man in a trance. But I know damn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. You on the telephone, some try and tell me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, whoa, like a man in a trance. But I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Whoa, unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Whoa, set me free. Yeah, 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 yeah. Set me free, baby. Please, set me free. Yeah, set me free. set me free.
Trini Lopez, and you could hear there he was either in a cafe or a bar. I think it was a cafe. But at any rate, he took it to town. I hope it made them hungry, so they ate more. And here is Chris DeBerg, Sailing Away.
Watching all the ships as they are heading for the harbor wall. I was just a boy, dreaming of the wide world, dreaming of the wide world. Watching as they disappear, reading out the names of all the places I have never been, looking out to sea, staring out to sea, dreaming of a wide world, dreaming of the wide world. Thank you.
You can never really mistake a Chris Berg song. So, Chris Berg, Sailing Away, as if you couldn't tell. Okay, and I do have, a little bit later, I've got Lady in Red. Now, I like that song. That is nice stuff. Right now, here is the answer to where Linda Ronstadt got Silver Threads and Golden Needles. Because here is Skeeter Davis doing Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want the love you promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating
to be the best ending. Dun, dun, dun. It's got to be the best. I mean, I could go around all day just dun, 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 and people probably have me carted off. That's a good thing I live alone, huh? You know, I saw something earlier about Libras, and I'm a Libra. Okay, so I can do this. Anybody else does it, they're probably taking their life in their hands, but I can do this because I'm a Libra, okay? So, keep this in mind, people, because this might keep you alive, okay? It says, when Libra is silent, they're either overthinking, bored of waiting, falling apart, crying inside, or all of the above. Just put that bee in your bonnet. It might come in handy someday, you know? You never can tell. Forewarned is safe. Okay. Okay, here you go, guys. Here is good old JB right here waiting off of the Elvis Found Alive CD.
Today, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain.
Can do at the bottom line is just be here waiting. That's all we can do. That's cool. If you do it patiently, that's cool. It's all right. Don't cause problems. Don't cause waves. Don't be complaining all the time. Just be cool. Just be cool. Okay? So here is, you guys are going, don't do hearts, please. It comes out over the air when I'm talking. Thank you very much. Just wait until music is on, then you can do it, okay? I'd appreciate that. All right, guys, here is one you're all going to recognize because everybody was there when this was on TV. Here's the Overtones.
Monday, happy day. Tuesday, happy day. Thursday, Friday, happy day.
Right, can't be wrong.
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling.
They had so much fun they didn't want to quit. I think that's cool. That's really sweet. Okay, Barbara Streisand. Yes. Wow. Okay, here is Barbara Streisand with Woman in Love. I love that song. I do. I
a woman in love. Yep, I like it. How about Krista Berg doing Lady in Red? Yeah, it follows the same thing.
Shine so bright. Mm-hmm. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance. Give it half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. There's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be.
Very, very nice. I like it. I like it. Red's my favorite color. I don't own a red dress, though. Oh, well. Can't have everything, I suppose. Okay, let's see. Foreigner. You guys know about Foreigner. Yeah, you know Foreigner. This song is called I Wanna Know What Love Is. Now think, you can tell me.
I've gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. case I need it when I'm older.
I guess when they wanted to stop, they wanted to stop. So they stopped. Okay, fine. Well, the way they were going, that would have gone on all day. But that would have been okay. Anyway, how about an Elvis song? We need an Elvis song. It's time for an Elvis song. Did you know we're going to play Elvis? Here is Anything That's Part of You.
What you sent, go all the places that we went, I seem to search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know can I take, what can I give, when I'd give all someone new, for anything that's part of you.
Okay, everybody, all together. Okay, got it out of your system? There you go. All right. Okay. All right. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan, Claire, 1972. Oh, yeah. They can be little monsters at the end of the day. But, man, you look at them while they're sleeping or taking a nap or rubbing the sleepy eyes when they just wake up in the morning. They're all warm and snuggly. And you melt. You forget all about the arguments and the chasing them back into bed and everything at night. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. Okay, Jose. Maria Augusta. This is, I never thought I would hear a bossa nova version of a Beatles song. This particular one doesn't seem possible, but then you hear it, and it's very good. The Fool on the Hill.
The man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. While on the way, having a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him. All the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Shows his feelings. The fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. He never listens to them. He knows
Hill. Never, ever thought I would hear that in a bossa beat. I just never imagined it. Surprise! You'd be amazed what some people can do. And I thought it sounded good. It just was a little strange, but that's okay. Strange is not always a bad thing, you know? I'm a little strange. I had to say it. I had to say it. All right, here is Joe Berry. I'm a fool to care.
I'm a fool to care. When you treat me this way, I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry. When you tell me goodbye, you left me so blue. When you were untrue, I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care. When you don't care for me, why should I pretend I'll look in the end? I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care. When you don't care for me, so why should I pretend I lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
Yes, and that was on something or other to New Orleans. I forget the name of the album. It's the same album that Fats Domino did Walk into New Orleans off of. So, you know, it was there. Oh, boy. Elvis. Fool, fool, fool.
Fool, 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 that I was to call. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall for you. Well, what a fool I was to think that you would love me too.
I could class that as a second best ending. Yeah. It didn't really go the dun, dun, dun. You know, that wouldn't have fit. It's okay. This was good. This is good. For this song, this was a good ending. Okay. You did good, Elvis. Yeah. Okay. How about Nazareth? Love hurts. Well, don't it just sometimes? You keep waiting for that last love hurts, and they don't do it. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. A song without an end. Very frustrating. Okay, can I handle it? I don't know. It might kill me. Anyway, okay, here we go. Lobo, I'd love you to want me.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak,
felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Told yourself years ago you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they
Okay, here is Harper's Bazaar with the 59th Street Bridge song.
Fun and feeling groovy.
Groovy.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning sun drop all its petals on me.
life, I love you. All is groovy.
The next time you're feeling groovy, think of the 59th Street Bridge song. And you have to feel like you're in the 60s in order to feel groovy. Because you got to be in the 60s to feel groovy. Okay? In the 70s, you can feel cool. But in the 60s, you feel groovy. Groovy, man. Groovy. And then you walk to the other side of the street to avoid those people. Just in case. You never can tell. Okay, Exile. Kiss You All Over.
I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be your fantasy. I'm with you, babe. I can't believe it's true. When you land on my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing. Just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over. Kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby. Here with me, near with me, feeling you close to me, baby. Yeah.
You don't.
I have no idea what that was, but I decided I didn't like it. I have no idea what that was. It was on the same CD. I don't remember it being there from last. Anyway, okay, I stopped it. We didn't have to hear about anybody hanging themselves. It was okay. We're done with that. It's all right, I guess. That was weird. That was just weird. That was just weird. Okay. What I'm going to do now is I only got 5 minutes left. So, you know what that means. That means it's time to say goodnight. And thank you so much for joining me. I had a fantastic time playing this music. I got to hear it 3 times today. It was great. I heard parts of it. I didn't listen to the whole songs when John sent them to me, but I listened to, you know, about the first half, something like that. And then I got to hear them again when I put them in the computer, you know, downloaded them, put them in the computer. It's great. And then I get to hear them when I play them for you guys. So I got a triple shot. I like it. I like it a lot. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed playing them for you, because it was so much fun. It was really, really fun. And Sunday's coming up, guys. All things going to plan and the creek don't rise without a paddle. I'll see you on Sunday for the gospel show. So, I mean, today I got up ready to do the show and I had no electricity. So I did not know what today was going to turn out like. Luckily, after about an hour, you know, quarter after 11 or so, they got the electricity back on. So I just plugged and says, I'll get in as much as I can. Luckily, I got it all in. I don't know what Sunday holds. A storm like what's brewing and going through Florida and Louisiana sometimes wreaks havoc a lot farther and wider than where they have it. So, like I say, everything goes to plan and the creek don't rise and we still got our paddle. I'll see you Sunday for the gospel show. So make sure you come on in because you're going to enjoy the music on that one too. It's always wonderful music. Brings you peace. Lifts you up, get you ready to face the next week, and to give others a smile to help them face next week. So show up for Sunday's show. You're going to love it. You're going to appreciate it, and it's going to bless you. Okay, thank you for being with me today. I hope that today's show was fun for you and that you really enjoyed the music. So may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay safe, and I'll see you Sunday. Give somebody a smile. Maybe that's all they need to keep them going. Okay? Bye, guys. Good night. You